I'm gonna daub myself with glue.
Stick some stents on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna tie me up in red strings. I'm gonna fix blue ribbons too. Then I'm gonna climb up in my mailbox. I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna mail myself a letter. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stents on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. Take me out of my wrapping paper. Wash them stamps right off my head. Fill me full of ice cream sodas. Tuck me in my nice warm bed. Because I'm gonna mail myself a letter. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Hi Annie, I'm feeling in such a good mood, I thought I'd make you a tape. I know it's probably going to be really crappy because it's just a little monologue thing, and maybe sometimes I might have to dub responses from you or something like that, because I don't know how I could just talk for half an hour. I sort of have a cold because everybody around here is always sick. It's sort of a trend, you know. We all try to see if we can outdo each other. So I didn't go to work last week, but now I've started working again. It's so cool to be a working girl. Ha. Let's see, what was I going to tell you? All this neat stuff. Oh, first of all, in response to your letter that I got last week, you're right, I don't mean to be snotty when I write all that sort of junk. I don't even know, I don't know, like when I tell you stories or something like that, and I guess I sort of think like that or something, so I just write it down that way. But I just mean to tell you, you know, because I think that'll get it across the best way. But right now, everything is so cool, because nobody talks to me anymore about that Jesus freak crap, and it's just really good. You know, I guess I'm still a human being. It doesn't really matter if I'm not. But, oh, it's so neat. Let's see. Oh, I have to turn off the tape because I can't think. Okay, I just turned it off and then I went back and I listened to what I said. And already I'm starting to do that stuff that you don't understand, I think, because I just fool around. What I meant by not listening to all that Jesus freak crap is that when people talk to me now, I told some people right at the beginning of school that at Christmas time I'd gotten it all settled about how I really didn't believe what they were talking about everything being so literal from the Bible and just, you know, worshiping some book. And but I didn't tell them like that. But I do have it settled in my mind, and so I didn't want them to go around praying for me and all this other stuff. And so now when they talk to me, then they just say, they just talk straight and saying something like, oh, the Lord has led me to talk to you today, and I feel really good about it. And I don't know, all this other stuff. And now, generally, well, last night I was talking with this fellow, and I told him, last night at dinner I had to get up really quickly and leave because I was just so upset by their condescending manner, you know, that they talked about other people and people who weren't the same as them. I mean, believe the same thing and go talking the same way they do. Except I knew that if I said something, I would start crying or they would start talking back to me, and it was just too much. I knew I couldn't do it, so I just, and it was really rude, I just got up and left. And anyway, afterwards I told the fellow, well, I'm really sorry that I had to leave because it upset me. And then, of course, he asked why it upset me, and I had to go through the whole thing. And after I went through all the bit about how I thought it was sort of silly, you know, like, oh, like you started saying a long time ago, to stick around worshiping, just like falling on your knees for one man who was alive 2,000 years ago. And, you know, we've been worshiping him constantly for 2,000 years. And to think that there has been nothing else in this sort of a void of 2,000 years is pretty incredible. And right after that, he started, oh, I guess I had talked for about a half an hour straight. And he started saying, well, I can believe some of what you're saying, but certainly not all of it. And just because, I don't know, and then he started bringing this stuff in about how the Lord guides him, and, let's see. Oh, and I said, but at least don't you respect what I've said, and things like that, don't you? And he said, well, I respect them, yes. And I said, well, then you're not going to pity me or anything, right, for what I believe. And he said, no, I'm just going to pray for you because, you know, you're just not going the right way, and I'm sorry, and I hope that you'll just listen to the Lord, for he's got the right way for you, and just guide you along. And so I started crying before I got up and left. I hadn't done it in a long time, though. Really, I don't spend all my time crying. I don't know if you can tell right now, but I'm really happy. We just had the cool dinner. Actually, it wasn't all that good, but it was pretty good. We had lasagna. It's my favorite all week. And, let's see. Oh, I really like my classes. I'm continuing on with art history with this really freaky teacher I have who the class is about 100 and the room is constantly in dark. And about, I guess, the second week of last term into the class, then she, there's three people in our class, I don't know why, just three, but out of 100, that ask questions, and I'm one of them because I feel really confident in all the dark and everything. And, so I was taking this other art class, and we had seen the same slide, a single slide in this other class. And she looked up into the dark void and said, Erica, can you remember the date on this slide from the other class? I've just completely forgotten. And I just sort of freaked out because how did she ever know my name? You know, at college, I have other classes that are about 20 people, and they don't even recognize me outside of class. But so I'm taking her class again, not for that reason, because it's a requirement for art major if you want to really do that, which I don't know about. But I'm taking it anyway. I want to send you these cool pictures, but I don't know if you'll like them because there's some things like, you know, how in the Renaissance they did all these pictures of, let's say the Lamentation of Christ when, oh, everybody is weeping because Christ is up there on the cross hanging around. And, and there's this cool picture by Hieronymus Bosch. You know that guy who High was named after, Mrs. Hand's grandson? And he's a neat artist. I feel like sort of just ripping these pictures out of the book and sending them to you, but I'm not going to. But I might find another one somewhere. They are fantastic pictures. But that fellow is going to have a hard time living up to his name. Maybe not, but these pictures are just so weird. I'm also taking logic, which is sort of a drag because some people in the class keep asking these idiotic questions. I thought it would improve my mind. And also because there weren't any other classes open. And what else am I taking? Oh, PE class, where we just sit around and do all these calisthenics and tone up our bodies. But I'm getting my bod toned up anyway. And one more class I'm taking. Oh, politics and drama. And it's such a funny class. There's only about 20 people, and there's two teachers for it. And the teachers sit there and contradict each other. It's sort of like Marp and Kendall, except more of an extreme, because, well, they're both men teachers. Oh, you can hear the other people on my floor. They're tripping in now. But it's a really good class. What you do is you read plays about different revolutions and about how playwrights wrote about them. And so we examine the political and dramatic connotations of them. Anyway, they're cool. It's a cool class. But every time I go through registration, it is so frustrating because I always really wonder why I'm here. There aren't any classes that I feel really pressed to take. And I don't know. I just think I could be better spending my time. But my father told me, if nothing else, at least I'm learning how to live graciously. That sounds so funny. I just started laughing silently to myself because he was being really serious. But he said that they told him that when he went to college that he was learning how to live graciously. And that just means that you learn how to live with a lot of other freaks who you normally would not associate with, like my cheerleader roommate, who used to be a real Jesus freak, and now she's toning down. But, yes, we have to learn to give a lot with each other because we're really a lot different. Like, she's not here this weekend, which might be part of the reason why I'm feeling really good. Because every time she comes in, she's always made a new purchase, like a $40 purchase every time. New boots or new dresses and things like that. She's just always, I just feel, I don't know how to tell her how horrible it must be, because she goes talking about other things, about how she wants to, you know, like you said, it's really, they consider, oh, I don't know, the people you live with. And I can see how it's just repulsive the way that rich people, rich lawyers and doctors, and they're helping the poor people. And she talks about that, and yet every time she comes in, she has this new $40 or $50 purchase. And she has no essentials. Like, she borrows from me things like soap and my dictionary and my thesaurus and my blanket off my bed because I don't use it at night. And things like that. But she has all this other stuff. It's just absurd. It really is. Just, I got a cough. Let's see, wait. Tape is still going. Oh, I got to turn it off again.
I'm picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast.
That's Bob Dylan, who just slipped in there for a few minutes. I want to tell you about Dennis, because he's my best friend here at school. And he's that freak that I told you about before, because he's weird, and everybody thinks he's still weird, but I do too. But he goes around being stoned or drunk all the time. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. But he's still a very nice person and my best friend. But it's so strange because we're getting to know each other really well. And I can always tell when he's really unhappy or something like that. Because he's such a basically happy person, he is. And he never gets angry. I couldn't understand that because everybody else I know, at least sometimes, well, you don't get angry either. I don't know, sometimes you do. You don't ever really lose your temper, though. And Dennis doesn't either. And he's the fellow I went to the beach with. But we have so much in common. We can just tell what each other is thinking. Like, I can always think, like, I don't know how I do it, just things like he said, what do you think I should be? You know, I just don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. And I told him I thought he ought to be an author, just because I couldn't think of anything else, and he writes really well. I didn't know that at the time, but it was right, and he said that. And Oh, other things too. But right now, he's really into this portable videotape thing. That's 22 pounds, and you carry it around with you. And you, he went to film the inauguration protest march downtown in Portland yesterday. That's Saturday. Oh, by the way, today is Sunday, the 21st of January, if you want to know. Because I don't know when I'm going to send this tape. But, oh, about Dennis. He's just really nice. I keep repeating myself, but there aren't very many people around here who I think are really nice. But they all think it's really weird because, well, I gotta confess, it was Friday night. Well, I just got a joint from Dennis and just sat in my room and smoked it. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just felt really depressed and nobody.